Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This body and this nation has a territories and a colonies problem. What was supposed to be temporary has now effectively become permanent.
Stacey Plaskett, U.S. Virgin Islands delegate in the House, says it's unjust that those representing 4 million American citizens don't have a voice in picking the speaker. To boos from Republicans, she said citizens in Guam and Puerto Rico pay taxes and serve in the military more often than any state, while their votes in federal elections are merely symbolic. Her comments come as President-elect Donald Trump says he wants the U.S. to reclaim the Panama Canal. Next on the schedule for the 119th Congress is certifying the 2024 election. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York assured Republicans there will be a peaceful transfer of power.
It's okay. There are no election deniers on our side of the aisle.
Trump has promised to pardon many January 6 rioters on day one. More than 1,200 have pleaded guilty or been convicted of crimes, including seditious conspiracy and assaulting police. California Senator Adam Schiff says pardons would encourage lawlessness.
He will begin his new administration the way he ended his last administration, and that is by celebrating violence against our democracy.
Trump will face his own criminal sentence this Friday, 10 days before taking office. But the judge in his New York hush money case says he's likely to close the felony conviction without jailing the president-elect. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans will pursue an aggressive first 100 days. That includes changing the National Voter Registration Act to require proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections. Johnson says just because it's already illegal doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
Just because something's on the books doesn't mean people are going to comply. You don't get to go into a liquor store or to go buy cigarettes and check a box and say, oh, yeah, I'm 21. Give me the product. That's not how it works.
Meanwhile, Trump is urging the Senate to move quickly on confirming his cabinet nominees in light of last week's deadly terrorist attack in New Orleans. But new Senate Majority Leader John Thune of South Dakota says it's unclear if nominees like Kash Patel, Trump's pick to lead the FBI, can secure enough Republican votes.
We will have these hearings, allow people to ask questions, and then we will move very quickly to see that President Trump has his team in place, and especially in those key national security positions.
The Director of Intelligence nominee, former Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard, also faces resistance. Critics say her ties to Russia and pro-Kremlin stances make her a national security threat. Trump's transition team has agreed to allow some FBI background checks, but it's unclear if every pick will be vetted. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.